end quote, of the Roman War. Note 1. Note 1 at the bottom of the page reads, Essays on Mallory, pages 25 and 26. Return to text. The modern reader who is wholly intent on Mallory, on seeing what he in fact wrote, and tracing out, it may be, his errors and false paths, as well as his admitted triumphs, can now turn to Vinaver's irreproachable Works of Sir Thomas Mallory. Those who wish to revisit the Morte d'Arthur, the book as Caxton shaped it, have their text in the present volume. Each party has its own pleasure and profit, and each can contribute to the common stock of perpetual interest in Arthurian story. The once and future king and Camelot are one line of development. The Grail moves among men once more in Charles Williams' War in Heaven, 1930, and Merlin, risen from the dead, is drawn into yet another battle against the forces of evil in C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength, 1945. Who is to say that the beguiling stories interwoven with the great name of Arthur, Arturi Regis Ambages Pulcherrime, will have no appeal for succeeding generations? Even where the source is not Mallory, there is recognition of his distinctive appeal. The Wasteland is a highly individual response to Jesse Weston and to Fraser, but Eliot had read enough Mallory to see Tennyson as, quote, Chaucer retold for children, end quote. Note 2. Note 2 reads, Herbert Howarth, H-O-W-A-R-T-H, notes on some figures behind T.S. Eliot, London, 1965, page 238. Return to text. John Cowper Powys, P-O-W-Y-S, casting an ancient spell on modern Glastonbury, deals in a great mystery, quote, that beautiful and terrible force by which the lies of great creative nature give birth to truth that is to be, end quote. But the language in which it is realized is inseparable from a sense of England and the English past. Page Roman 31. Quote, and John thought, quote, I'm English, and she's English, and this is England, end quote. Ellipsis. And without formulating the thought in words, he got the impression of the old anonymous ballads writ in northern dialect, and full of cold winds, and cold sword points, and cold spades, and cold rivers. An impression wherein the chilly green grass and the peewit's cries made woman's love into a wild, stoical, romantic thing, and yet a thing calling out for bread and bed and candlelight. End quote. The width and variety of response to Arthurian story in authors French and English, named and anonymous, reinforces one truth that applies equally to Mallory and to the authors of the French cycle as it applies to all, medieval or modern, who take up the old stories. Each draws from the common store according to the measure of his understanding. Quicquid recipitur, recipitur ad bodum recipientis. What each in his turn makes is to be judged in its own light. The source itself remains undiminished. Page Roman 32. This page is blank.